into lamentations of the social distancing. I'm Jimmy.
And I'm the Sandman. Currently, we're on our way up to Oakland.
Yeah. So. Because we're from Oakland.
We are not from Oakland.
No, it's just... We're about to do shrooms in Oakland.
Wait, where the hell am I going?
Just to give you guys a little update, we're lost, as you can tell. We have no idea where we're at.
I think it's the other way, because we came this way. And it would be behind us, yeah. I gotta turn around. God damn it. So that crackhead at the Denny's. She was interesting.
Those cops were pretty interesting. Kept circling the block, acting like there was something to see there. They're like, oh, there's a Denny's here now.
Right.
Trying to be so nonchalant about watching me and circling twice. I like how they pointed at the sign, too. They pointed at the Denny's, like, oh, like, there's a Denny's here. Oh.
Right.
Yeah. And they did that two times in a row, like I wouldn't notice.
Right.
I just want to say, from the bottom of my heart, fuck the police and everything about them.
Do we? Let's see.
Am I saying start a war with the police and, you know, take them all out?
No, you're not.
Maybe, if that's the way you're going to interpret it.
No.
Then, you know, then go ahead and interpret it the way you want. Oh, God. I didn't say that, though.
You can't prove it. Yeah, no, I definitely think we have to go the other way.
It's just right now we're living in a police state, and you know that's gotta end, you know, because what if the Sandman wants to control the streets, you know?
Control the streets how?
Like in a mafia way. Like what if we wanted to start a mafia, you know? Like, and the police would just keep interfering constantly.
It's kind of their job.
Yeah, no, it's pretty asshole-ish of them, you know.
I mean.
I put all my time and energy into this beautiful drug cartel.
Shut up and take it away from me.
That murders people mercilessly.
Right. Dear God.
And then the cops just come in and just take it. Like it's nothing.
I mean, you know how it
goes. You know that game, am I right? Speaking of which,
yes.
I forgot where I was going with that.
Fantastic. You're well stoned.
Yeah, we're pretty well stoned.
I would say so. Yeah, pretty baked.
You know, some of these stores have titles that don't even. I don't even know what. Like, I don't get it. Like, lean fast. Feast.
Lean feast, yeah.
Like, what do you do?
You can eat a lot and still get thin.
Oh, okay. I like the sound of that.
See, everybody likes the sound of that, but it's a fucking scam that they're selling you.
So they're selling you a shit ton of food, and you keep getting fatter and fatter and be like, hey, this isn't working.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? I think I need to eat more food.
I need to buy more of this stuff.
Yeah, to offset the other stuff.
You know what the problem is? Yeah. Not eating enough.
Right.
What do you got? 200 pounds? You're going to need to get to at least 300 before you see any weight loss.
It needs to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. You ever heard the phrase, it needs to get worse before it gets better?
It came from weight loss.
Started from weight loss, yes.
Oh, my God.
Jenny Craig actually coined the term. The great Jenny Craig.
I wonder if Jenny Craig had any, like, sort of degrees in nutrition or anything.
I think she was just a fat woman who lost weight and then...
She's like, here's how I did it.
And, yeah, it's like, here's how I did it. Eat whatever you want.
Right.
Not literally. None of my facts are... None of my statements are backed up by science. Any weight loss is incidental or coincidental.
Please don't give me any credit for this.
Just give me your money.
Why is this at 1%? 10%. God damn it. See, I hate this shit.
Yeah, I know. These phone batteries are dying fast. I don't know if it's just me, but everything now, everything that I have, the battery dies really fast. Like my cell phone, my laptop dies really fast. My cell phone at work, my work cell phone, wasn't acting like that before. And suddenly, the battery's dying.
It was weird. What kind of phone is it?
It's like an old LG phone. The battery still comes out on that one.
That's lucky. At least you can change batteries.
Yeah, I know, but it's still bullshit. I was like, wait, what's happening here? You know why?
Why?
They heard about what I said about the cops. And now they're
slowed down. Yeah.
Now they're draining my battery. We're like, well, get your message out now.
Right.
Having a pretty good time messaging, sending out those messages with a low battery. Wait. It's
green. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, but it was. You start moving when it was red.
Because I had great anticipation. It's kind of how it works.
We should create a long pause in this episode and then come back and be like, if anybody's listening, me and the Sandman are being held hostage 25 miles north from Mexico City in Sinaloa. Come get me, please.
Come get one of us.
Oh my god, they shot the Sandman.
You hear no gunshot right there. It's like, oh dear god, they shot him. Or no, you go, no, even better. You're like, pew, pew. Oh my god, they shot him. Make some dumbass noise. Bang, bang. Oh no, they shot him.
And then they approach me like, what do you want? No, you'll never take me alive. No, I won't be your little sex slave.
You guys are animals.
You guys are animals. If anybody can hear me, I'm being sex trafficked. I'm too pretty. And then, like, towards like the very, very end, far away, you just hear me say, can you guys at least make sure it's just girls that I'm fucking, though? Just
like, I'm totally fine. I'm on board.
Yeah, like, I'm totally on board. I was just putting on a show for the podcast. Yeah. I'm totally cool with being sex trafficked as long as I'm fucking girls.
Are y'all gonna go? They fucking wake up and like, is it my fault that he's a retard?
He's like, yeah, no.
He's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but you better keep moving. I'm like, all right, sir. Senorita Dickweed.
Here, I'll get gas.
What's that?
I'll get gas.
All right, I'll talk to the viewers for a bit.
You'll talk to the viewers?
Or the listeners. All right, listen to you, motherfuckers.
Here's how it's going to go down. You're going to laugh at every fucking joke. Right. You're going to tell your friends I'm about Jimmy and the Sandman.
I'm going to tell this to you while Jimmy's not listening.
Yeah.
He didn't want me saying nothing.
Some of you creeps out there.
But yeah, we have been driving since way too early for it to be comfortable. And yeah, we've been driving and we've been doing good. We pretty much took my test. I was high as shit when I took my test for the job, but I killed the other test, and it was very similar, so can't imagine that it won't be the same, but we shall see. We went down to Denny's, had a good time. The cops were an interesting bunch around that area. It's very close to the hotel, so, oh, not the close to the hotel, the Denny's is very close to the airport, and so there was a good amount of crackheads, as you can imagine. Oh my. I'm getting hiccups and shit. But yeah, I was telling him about the crackheads we saw.
There's a lot of crackheads in San Jose.
Yeah, and how the cops are overactive because it's close to an airport, which means there's a lot of crackheads.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works.
They're kind of overreacting to pretty much everything.
I mean, that's what they do. It's their general move, you know.
They blow everything out of proportion. No, officer, I'm just trying to get... I just like getting high. Like, what's your deal?
Right. It's like, sir, you really misunderstand my intentions.
Why are you being so uncool about this and taking me to jail? Because I like to put things in my own body that I shouldn't be, but that's none of your concern, frankly.
Right.
If I want to, like... ingest things or inhale things or snort things or inject things.
I may have mentioned that already, but I just want to make sure.
I just want to make sure that we're clear.
Better safe than sorry.
That is my personal choice. How come we all have... So, you know...
It popped.
We have...
Oh, damn, it stopped at $29.99. That is insane.
Should I lift the handle out of the for the disrespect?
Yeah.
You land on an even number.
Yeah. Especially so close to a whole like dollar. Oh, that's interesting luck we got here. Bodes well for the rest of the day. And the guy in front of us finally fucking moved. Little asshole was just standing there doing nothing. So now we can finally also leave the gas station, which is fantastic. All right, here comes Jimmy, and we'll be on our way. He almost like stalled the fucking car on the freeway this 4 hours ago.
That would have fucking sucked.
You were just like, why isn't it turning on? It's already on.
Imagine calling AAA, like, okay, so right. What freeway are you, what exit are you near? We're in the middle of nowhere. There's no exits.
I genuinely don't even know what city we're in.
We're pretty lost.
That was fucking hilarious. He was like, why isn't it on? It's already on. Stop doing that.
That's how we get murdered. That's literally
exactly.
Yeah, you stole there, you're dead. You're not gonna live.
No, man. Oh shit, I think we should have gotten on that one.
But see, we have this whole my body, my choice with abortion. Why can't we have the same thing with drugs?
Because sometimes when you take drugs, you hurt other people. Like they do with bath salts, who hate people's face.
Like, okay, well, all right, well.
Like the alcoholics who drive drunk and, you know.
Well, alcohol is legal, by the way.
Yeah,
so,
but drinking and driving is not.
So yeah, but I'm not. Sometimes. I'm not advocating.
When you're intoxicated. No, it's because sometimes when you're intoxicated, you can't control some of your behaviors. So it becomes a bit.
I guess, but I know how to control my behaviors. Maybe they should do some sort of like...
Oh, nice. The nail salon is outdoors.
Oh, nice. Pedicures? Yeah. I'll go for pedicures and manicures?
I'm always down for pedicures. Like, I always feel like a bitch, but I feel really good. It actually feels really nice out here.
Like, yeah, it's not hot today, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean... Obviously, it's been in the morning, but... Oh.
The worst is yet to come.
It seems so. Worst is going to be on the drive back. It's just going to be like 100 in Central Valley. Alright. So, what's the address or where are we headed?
She hasn't texted me back with the address, but we can just head to Oakland. And then
we'll see. Oh, you know what? Put in the Superior Court for Alameda County.
Is that where they live near?
Yeah, that was one of the courts.
Okay. I can navigate from here. That's so awesome.
It makes life so much easier. So, right, Superior Court, Alameda, Oakland.
Alameda, Oakland?
Yeah. You should see it's like near the bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm pretty sure we're gonna take the 880 north, which is where I'm getting on now. Oh my god.
Fastest route, wait, from my location.
You have it turned on?
Oh, it should be turned on. Fuck. I have to do it from my phone. Oh, yeah. 41 minutes.
It's not terrible. 10:15.
You're gonna get on the 880 north.
That's where we're at.
Follow I-880 north to Davis Street, San Leonardo. Leandro.
How long is that going to take? Or how many miles is that? Just so I have an idea.
28 minutes.
Oh, fuck me. All right.
So 30 miles.
So we'll be going for a while. We'll get over. All right.
And then I'll call her when we get
closer. No, we can like sit and smoke a little bit.
Yeah, we just get really high.
That'll be fine. Dude, they're doing a lot of, like, San Jose is coming up.
Yeah. We should buy, like, a bachelor pad out here, you know, so we can come party out here. Because I'm telling you, I slay out here on Tinder. Like, out here only. Only here. Nowhere else in the world do I slay more. Everywhere else I'm
constantly rejected.
Yeah, everywhere else I'm constantly rejected. But for some reason, I match with, like, 19 people on Bumble and Tinder every time I'm in NorCal. And it's such fucking bullshit. I don't get it.
It's just a sign that you need to come up here.
It's just...
I'm calling. The vagina calls you up here.
I'm more attractive to NorCal bitches. I have a NorCal face, I guess. You know what I mean?
It's probably because you've called enough Southern California women bitches for them to be upset.
I haven't said it to their face, but maybe that was the problem. They're like, man, this guy's not even mad enough to call me a bitch to my face.
I know he's calling it behind my back.
I know he's calling me behind my back. Say it to my face, motherfucker. You know, it's just, I
put too much lemon in that tea.
It's just, honestly, it's just, I haven't found a woman that is able to, like, kick my ass, you know? I want a woman that, you know.
Like, physically.
Like, physically, like, she could kick my ass, you know? Not like because she's big, but she's a highly skilled fighter. Like a government assassin.
Sure, you can find them.
Like an Atomic Blonde government assassin type situation.
You'll find those. I'm sure if you go to a boxing gym, you'll find a couple girls that'll beat your ass.
Well, that's why I kind of want to move to D.C. and marry some chick in the CIA, you know?
Is that how you think it happens? It's like, upon arrival, here's your wife.
Here's your CIA wife.
Oh, I see you got a Washington address.
Here's your CIA wife. Here's your new cover. Your name is Dan Thompson now.
Your name is Ike Blazer.
Your name is Ike Blazer now. You sell cartridges door to door. You couldn't give me a better cover than that.
You're a vacuum salesman. That is so 1980s. That's fine. You're doing a lot of cocaine. It's great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying thank you. I like it.
Yeah. You don't see that.
Genuinely decent.
Yeah, no. He's a good guy. Like, he's in a motorcycle gang. Obviously.
He kills people, but it's fine because he's nice to them.
And he's got etiquette. Yeah. And that's what... That's all we ask, really. Right. If you're gonna murder me, be polite about it. Right. Don't be a dick.
That's right.
You know?
Send my mom a sorry, maybe an edible arrangement.
Yeah.
Is this still recording?
Yeah, it is.
Very good. Oh my, how versatile.
Send her a bouquet, at least tell her your condolences, you know? Right. Don't just murder me and just act like it didn't happen after that. You know? I'm a person. Yeah.
I killed your son and let a bear rape his corpse, but and I apologize.
We cool? Yeah. We cool?
Here's your buddy's son, bury him, do whatever you want.
Yeah. And I got you a bouquet of flowers. Sorry for your loss.
What animal do you think would be, like, the most, like, Trump supporter?
I think the bear would definitely be more a Trump supporter. The bear just seems like the MAGA hat fits him perfectly, you know?
Yeah.
And then... Sure. I feel like lions, surprisingly, lions are Bernie Sanders fans. They're all about socialism with lions.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Dude, have you seen the fucking Trumpy Bear commercials?
Yeah, I have. I couldn't believe my eyes when
Dude,
I saw that.
That was so fucking great.
Yeah, someone out there said, hey, there's a demand for this.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yeah.
I only feel safe when I have my fucking Trumpy bear riding with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, dear God. Like,
how come we never made an Obama bear?
Because he's black.
Dude, I should come out.
The only people who are going to buy teddy bears are old white guys. Why are they? They'd be offended if you made a teddy bear of
honestly,
Obama.
Like, if I had the money, I would just troll them so hard and make an Obama bear. And I don't care if it makes money or not.
Make a random one.
Yeah.
This is Mr. T.
This is a Woodrow Wilson bear.
Andrew Jackson.
I don't feel safe without my Woodrow Wilson bear.
This is my Warren G. Harding. Oh, my God.
This is my Andrew Jackson.
This is my Henry VIII. Yeah, I
pain from beheading wives and shit.
Oh my god. That is the lowest land.
I mean,
dude, I'm really annoyed. They gave me, like, I was super hyped when they were like, oh, we're gonna give you an iPhone 8 for work. And I was like, alright, cool. First thing I try to do, go on YouTube, listen to, like, something, and it's, like, blocked. So I'm like, all right, let me try to, like, Google it. Blocked. I was like, what the fuck is this?
They blocked all the apps on there?
Yeah, dude, you can't download anything. You can't even, like, search the web. You can't do anything other than, like, input what the data that you're supposed to do.
I hate that so much, because, I mean,
and you can't even, like, turn things off. Like, they've done things in the phone, like, in the actual settings and stuff, that have changed, like, your ability to do things. Like, there's no app store. I'm gonna show you. There's zero app store.
That's fucking ridiculous.
It's insane, yeah. I was just like...
Why? I don't understand why they're acting like that, though.
So, I mean, it's government property. Because 100%, if that's not the case, like, this would be like a trap phone. People would use it as, like, a trap phone. So, like, watch download a shit ton of porn. And it's like a government phone. It doesn't look good when the government's peddling pornography.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Nothing can hurt your approval ratings more than
pornography.
No, I once heard this story about cops raiding this guy's house over child pornography.
I mean, so, child pornography is different.
Yeah, but all those guys. But then they search his computer, they don't find anything.
Right.
But it turns out he didn't have a password on his Wi-Fi, and his neighbor was downloading child pornography on his Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, at least he didn't. You know what? At least he got off. Like, at least he was not, like, wrongly convicted.
At least he was lucky enough, and, like, the cops didn't, like, pursue him anyways, even though they couldn't find the actual pornography on his computer.
Right.
Cause,
I did express lane. I don't want to do express lane.
Yeah, but... But then again, he was white, so that's why he got off. This guy's not... I just don't understand the cop's thought process. This guy can't be watching child pornography. He's white.
He's...
I already heard your story about your neighbor using your Wi-Fi. He's a white man. Now your story doesn't add up.
Someday my prince will come, and then I'm gonna punch him directly in the dick and take all his money. And then I'll be the prince, and then I'll marry a princess, and then I'll punch her in the dick.
Punching everybody in the dick. You're gonna punch in the dick. You're gonna punch in the dick.
If you don't have a dick, I'm punching you dead in the dick. Somebody's doing a proxy dick punching. Oh man.
Dude, so I'm pretty sure we're gonna fall into a dictatorship.
You're gonna fall or we're gonna fall?
We're all gonna fall into it. Well, not me personally.
Dude, fuck that, dude. I'm just gonna buy, like... My dad was looking at land a few weeks back. And I was, like, looking with him. And there's, like...
Land where?
Up there, like, in Sisayuku County. Like, maybe, like, 2 hours north from here near Oregon.
Yeah.
You can get, like... Dude, like, thousands of acres of, like, land for, like, 60-70K.
Oh, one lakeside drive.
She's awake?
Yeah, she's awake.
Ah, fuck yeah. Alright, bitch, you're coming over.
We should probably, like, edit that out. I said her address out loud.
They don't know what city she's in.
No, they heard us say we're going to... No.
Stop saying it. I don't want to keep editing it. It's gonna get, like, 10 minutes of material. It's like, no, I kept saying that the address was... I mean, I imagine we're still going in the right direction.
Yeah, we are, but let me just update the address here.
Imagine it's like rerouting. You have 4 hours.
We're 8 hours away.
Yeah.
Damn.
We're on official business, man.
Take exit 41A.
Oh, good. We're on number 17.
Sweet.
So, fuck me, dude.
Yeah. Nice.
What's the exit name?
The exit is... It doesn't say, actually. Oh, Oak Street.
Alright. Yeah, this is number 19, so we're chilling.
We have some time. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump is going to be a dictator.
I don't think so. I think enough people are starting to get over his antics that I'm hoping at least enough people are getting
over. You think people could just be over dictatorships? We're so over the Saddam Hussein regime. We're so over it. We're done.
I mean, the U.S. said we're over the Saddam Hussein regime, and down he came.
We're over it.
So, with other countries, maybe not. But when the U.S. is over a regime, it comes down.
Yeah, no, a Trump aide came out today and he's like, yo, I'm voting for Biden, man. He's really like a threat to the world.
Who, Trump?
No, his aide was like, there was a former House official aide, a top official aide that came out and he's like, yo, so I'm backing Biden because Trump's fucking crazy, man. Dude, I'm like, legit. Like, he's like, Trump's insane.
Dude, look how many people have turned on him.
Like, yeah, because crazy. He's obviously fucking crazy, dude. He's not, like, he should not be in office.
He should not even be rich.
Yeah. But then every
time... It's 26.
But then every time someone comes out against him and makes some allegations against him, it's been proven that that person... Well, is a pedophile, like, or something crazy like that. That's totally unproven.
I mean, to be fair, it's probably true, only because all those old rich people are fucking perverts.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Trump definitely used to hang out with Epstein, and then says, I never met Epstein. And then he's right. And then in another interview, he's like, I met Epstein many times, great guy. Been on his plane a bunch of times, great guy. And then, in one particular statement, he's like, you know, me and Epstein, we have a lot in common. We both love beautiful ladies. But Epstein, he likes them a little bit on the younger side, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, oh god. Was this like an open secret in billionaire land where like Epstein was just a fucking pedophile and he was just pimping out these girls to all these really rich people?
Well, I'm sure like within the circle that's everybody knew, you know. To go to for bitches.
Yeah, for like young 14-year-olds.
Yeah. I mean, word gets around when you want it to.
Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty shitty that they thought they were above the law to commit something so heinous at the same time.
We'll see who gets prosecuted.
And
my money's on nobody.
Yeah, nobody's gonna get prosecuted. You know why?
Because you haven't heard anything from the Maxwell lady yet.
Yeah, no, but they unsealed her, like, her documents or whatever.
Yeah.
But we have yet to hear anything about it.
She should come in.
You know, the judge's son was murdered, or the prosecutor's son on the case was murdered.
Of course.
One or the other. I forgot which one. Yeah. This is big. Somebody out there is really afraid of what's going to come out.
I'm sure they are.
You know what? I want to be an internet sleuth and figure it out myself. Imagine I'm just sitting down with, like, the queen. So how many children have you raped, Your Highness?
Oh, man. Now, somebody told me about Ellen and Oprah, and I was low-key surprised.
Ellen and Oprah are pedophiles?
Yeah.
Where, though? Like, where's the evidence? That's the thing. A lot of people...
The documentary and the Netflix series. I don't know. That's what I heard. I'm not saying it's
There was a documentary
true.
On Netflix that implicated...
About Epstein, yeah.
That implicated Ellen DeGeneres and Oprah.
Yeah.
What?
That's what I said.
See, there's this many pedophiles in the world. It's not.
It's just literally like, apparently, like, once you get rich,
it's like,
you're just like, the richer you are, the younger you want them.
I need a child.
Like, fuck, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. But there was one thing that particularly stood out to me was Ghislaine Maxwell's dad.
What about him?
He was